Thanks much, Brian, and good morning, everybody. Welcome into A Penny for Your Thoughts. I am filling in for this week, and then Brian will take over in earnest as the new permanent host of A Penny for Your Thoughts on Tuesday, January 2nd. A new era of this program will begin, so I'm pleased to be with you until then. A briefer show today. On the Money comes your way at 10 o'clock with Paul Rudy. And in the meantime, our special guest today, Trooper Tracy Lillard from Illinois State Police. She will join us here in just a moment. And we welcome your calls. We did this last year. We'll call it Everything You Always Wanted to Ask a Cop, but We're Afraid to Ask. And a few things that she probably can't answer, but a lot of things she can. So we'll talk about that. Also find out if we're doing any better at behaving ourselves out there. Anything else, if we have time, you can let us know as well. The way to get in touch with us is 356-9397. That's the phone number. And the Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. Tomorrow on the program, we'll talk movies with Luke Boyce from Shatterglass Films. Hear about some of the best from 2017 as well. We're off and running here. It's A Penny for Your Thoughts. Tracy Lillard from Illinois State Police joins us next.
This is Pat Kovar, and as a DSC board member, I ask you to support DSC's Tree of Hope campaign this year by helping us create bright lights and bright futures for children and adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities. Together, through our donations, we can further impact the strength of our community by supporting an organization that serves over 1,200 children and adults each year. For more information on how to give, call 356-9176 or Google Developmental Services Center.
When someone is in need of hospice care, time is precious, and Transitions Hospice is here to help. Hi, it's Kirk. Needing hospice means allowing patients and families the opportunity to experience the final stage of life together. At Transitions, we do this by providing individual care for individual needs and empowering those we serve through our 24-hour nursing care, social services, and chaplain support. You'll find with Transitions Hospice, you are not alone. You're in charge of your life. Let us help you find freedom through acceptance, because acceptance does not mean giving up, and neither does hospice. It's about living. TransitionsHospice.com.
Your company's benefit plan is an important tool for retaining your excellent employees and recruiting new staff members. Champaign-based Barham Benefit Group is the gold standard for maintaining your benefits, offering local service and limiting premiums. For 20 years, they have provided local business personalized service with group medical insurance, dental, disability, and life insurance. Call 356-1978 today for a free consultation to learn how you can provide this service and benefits to grow your company. Contact the Barham Benefit Group at barhambenefit.com. Locally owned, locally serviced, community focus.
Sure, we've been called a mom-and-pop store. We take it as a compliment. After all, we are family-owned and operated with two generations actively involved, and five of our team members have been with us for around 20 years each, or longer. We run our business with old-fashioned customer service as our foundation, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Add our great selection of hand-picked mattresses, all proudly made in the USA, at guaranteed lowest prices, and we're sure you won't find a better deal anywhere. Visit us and experience the Illini Mattress difference today.
Five degrees here at 908. It's A Penny for Your Thoughts. Welcome in. Good morning to you. Hope this holiday week is going well. Maybe you're just out and about enjoying some time off. Maybe you are working hard. Tracy Lillard is here from Illinois State Police. They are one of those groups of people that works no matter what day it is, whether it's a holiday or not. How are you, Tracy?
I'm fabulous. How are
say,
you?
I'm good. I gotta say, it's good to see you, and you're one of my favorite guests that we ever have.
That's awesome. Thanks for saying that.
And that's not to take away from the other guests that I enjoy having, but I look forward to when you're here. I appreciate you coming in. But I'm a little bit rattled. I'm a little off kilter because you're usually wearing uniform with
right.
The big hat.
Right.
And you're in the, what are they, the civvies?
Civvies, soft clothes. I'm off today, and so
you're not undercover?
No, I am. I took the day off. I took the week off to be with my family, and so I came up here to run some errands, but I'd already told you I'd be here, so I didn't want to cancel.
I really appreciate that. Now, I assume vacation is a seniority thing, like maybe the new people have to work between Christmas and New Year's, and you
Correct.
Get to choose. Is that how it goes?
Yes, and I did work on Christmas Eve. I came in for one of our other troopers who wanted to spend some time with his family. So I got all dressed up in my snowsuit the other night during that snowstorm and came out and worked.
You picked a day. Did you know it was going to be that way?
No, I did not know it was going to be like that back when I told him, yeah, I'll work for you. And then I looked at the forecast. I thought, oh, great.
We were slated to go up north to see family for Christmas on the 24th. And I had to work here on the 23rd because there was a ball game, the Mizzou game.
Right.
7 o'clock, right as the game's tipping off, my wife contacts me. She says, you know, it's going to snow tomorrow. We might get interesting. What do you think if we left tonight and the kids can sleep in the car? Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I'll get off the air probably 11 o'clock. Depends on when post game wraps up. But I guess if that's what you want to do. And I'm thinking, maybe she's being a little too nervous about the whole thing.
No, you made a great decision.
She did. Because then I'm seeing the emails in the morning saying, okay, we are not going. If your car is in the ditch, just leave it.
Right. And it was when it becomes unsafe for not only the tow truck operators, but also for police officers to be out there responding to these incidents, we just make a decision and it's we leave your car there, we'll take you off the road, we'll drop you off, and you have to make arrangements from there.
Trooper Tracy Lillard is with us now. If you want to join us and you got a question for her, you are welcome to 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. You can also email us talk@wdws.com. Now, remember, the police enforce the law. They don't make the law. So if you don't like the law, that's fair, but that's not really your purview.
Correct. That is funny. That's funny how you preface it, yes.
Yeah. let's see. We got a phone question here first off. This is, I don't know who it is yet, but we'll get that to you, sir. Okay, I think we have Annawall. Is that who we have, Tamara? All right. Annawall, you are up.
No.
Good morning, Annawall. No?
It's not Annawall.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just Ann.
I'm sorry, Ann. Well, good morning. You're on the air with us and Trooper Tracy Lillard.
I have a quick question. I was traveling around the Chicago area, the suburbs, a few months ago, and I saw a state police car that said Secretary of State Police. So my question is, does the Secretary of State have his own state police car?
Yes. So the Secretary of State is a separate department, similar to Conservation Police, Capitol Police. So there's multiple agencies within the state. They are not affiliated with the state police, but they're their own entity. And so
I see.
The Secretary of State office, like the driver's license facility, they enforce a lot of the registration things. So they're their own police department, and we have a couple of them down here in this area. They're just few and far between. So that is an agency within the state. It's just not a state police agency.
So they can't stop me for speeding?
Yes, they can stop you for speeding. Yes, they can stop. They can enforce all those laws as well.
Those laws. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, 356-9397. How do you get into these? I mean, when you think of police, you think of your city police and state police.
Yes.
But, and I guess federally there's, FBI or whatever. But there's all these sort of specialty polices with Secretary of State, like you said. And what is Conservation Police?
Conservation Police. There's Illinois Commerce Commission, which is another entity. And so there's a lot of agencies that that we all work together. And the nice thing is, you know, when you do call in a reckless driver, or you do call in a person that you suspect of DUI, when we broadcast that information, when the dispatchers broadcast that information, it is heard by all those other police agencies that are out there. And for instance, when the shooting happened at Mattoon School earlier this fall, it's broadcast to everyone. And so the nice thing is all those police agencies that you forget about or you didn't know existed, we all come together and we respond to those incidents.
How did you end up with the state police when you decided you wanted to go into law enforcement? Were you drawn to something about state police versus city work or anything else?
Sure. We had a state trooper come into my school when I was back in fifth grade, and I was just really taken aback by the uniform, and he had a police dog. And I just, the more I started thinking about it, I just chose law enforcement from an early age. But then it was actually my father who told me that when I'm looking into when I'm looking into an agency, to make sure I look into the retirement package, to the insurance package. And, you know, when you're 21 years old, you're like, what is retirement? What does that have to do with it? And I'm so glad I did. I'll be able to retire here in another 9.5 years, but not that I'm counting. but our, you know, the, you have to look at other things besides just the draw of it. And the state police, you know, we have an opportunity to go out on city roads, state highways, the interstate. I can, you know, come into town if I want to. I can work out in the county. I can work anywhere. That's one of the freedom of that is something that I really looked for.
All right, another call here for sure. Trooper Tracy Lillard. Next up here is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, my daughter-in-law hit a deer last night.
Okay.
And I told her I was pretty sure she needs to file a police report. Is that true?
Yes. If you have damage to your vehicle that you want to report to your insurance company, it's always a good idea to go ahead and get a police report, depending on where the deer was struck. If it was on a U.S. road, obviously, or a state highway or an interstate, that would be something the state police would handle. If it was something in town, you can call the city police department. So basically it's in whatever jurisdiction you're in. A lot of times when people strike a deer, the deer's not deceased yet. And so they dispatch us to take care of the animal.
Sure.
If it's something that you want to report to your insurance company, a lot of times those insurance companies require a police report.
Gotcha. Is it a law though?
It's a law if it's over $1,500. I believe I have to look at the actual.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. So.
Sure it is. Okay.
But yeah.
And there's.
Go ahead.
No trouble. She'll be in for not doing it.
No. You have a little bit of time. Just make sure, especially if she was unaware. Just make sure you notify when you notify the police department to say just tell them you weren't aware that you needed to take care of it at the scene. So a lot of times people call in crash reports the next day.
Sure. Oh, this was Christmas night, so she didn't know about it. Okay, I'll let her know, and thank you for answering my question, and you stay safe.
Thanks. You have a great day.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. 356-9397. All the questions you wanted to ask a police officer, but we're afraid to ask segment. A lot of deer calls for you in the fall, I bet.
Yes, and I have so many. I always feel like I always have my deer stories, but we have a lot of people strike deer, and the deer's not dead, or the deer's still in the road. And, you know, a lot of times motorists freak out and they call us and they don't know what to do, or they're scared. And that's understandable. But we just always want people to, if you do see a deer in the road, try not to swerve. I mean, the best thing we can tell you to do is just to slow down and actually strike the deer, because swerving can cause a more severe accident. So if you swerve out of the way, or if you try to avoid that deer, you might drive off the roadway, you might strike another vehicle, you might hit a tree. So that's much more dangerous.
And I recall from my driver's ed days that
yes.
If you are swerving to avoid an animal but cause an accident, you're at fault. Is that right?
Correct.
And you know, it's human nature to be like, oh, I don't want to kill the animal. But
there's people that don't want to hit a goose. There's people that don't want to hit a turtle, you know, and they swerve to avoid a turtle and they hit another vehicle head on. And that's so unfortunate. Somebody asked me one time, they said, I thought it was illegal to hit a goose. And I said, well, let me double check that it's not a city ordinance. And I was teaching a class in Champaign. And I ended up calling the Champaign Police Department just to make sure that it wasn't a city ordinance that I wasn't aware of. And the lady at the front desk said, if the goose is impeding traffic, it's not illegal to strike it. If you drive up into somebody's yard and hit 4 or 5 geese, that's illegal. So make sure you just use caution and anticipate those, especially during deer season. But watch for those animals.
Tracy Lillard's here, trooper with Illinois State Police. Bill is on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. You're talking about the bad weather and driving in it.
Yes.
And when everybody else is heading home, the state police are hitting the roads. And I know the old SUVs, they were top-heavy. The speeds weren't that great, but they've come a long way with the technology. There's all-wheel drive now, and it seems to me like instead of having to get out and get your trunk for your equipment, an SUV makes a lot more sense. I'm sure they're putting bigger motors. Is there any effort on the state police department to move over to SUVs from the old sedans?
A lot of them are moving to those the Ford Explorers, and that's all a contract. That's I have no idea who decides all that stuff. I drive a Ford Expedition, and mine is four-wheel drive, and now we've got a lot more Ford Explorers in our fleet, and it does make more sense. A lot of times, though, that's all dependent on what the contract is and what they purchase. So some of the guys prefer an SUV. Some of them prefer a four-door sedan, and you know that's just a preference thing. But a lot of times we don't get to choose what we drive. We're told what we get to drive. So, but I do like mine sitting up a little bit higher. The problem with that is a lot of times the speed, you know, it doesn't handle as easy as maybe a four-door sedan with the speed.
Right. I figured that was probably the one point. But right now, I'll tell you, with all the technology of, you know, high-speed chases, that would be the only thing, I guess, the drawback. But I'd just like to see the police stay safe during the winter.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I noticed the other night when I was working out there on Christmas Eve, one of my daughters asked me, she says, the morning after, she says, how was last night at work? I said, well, there was a lot of cars in the ditch, which means they were driving too fast. And she says, well, how did you do it? And I said, well, I just drove slow enough to keep my car in the road, so I didn't have an issue. So a lot of times these crashes are merely a speed issue, and people just aren't taking their time, and they're not heeding the warnings. It's obvious that it's snowing, it's icy, and we're telling them to slow down, and they're just driving too fast.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. 356-9397 if you have a question here for Trooper Tracy Lillard from Illinois State Police. Is there a point to where you get concerned about how fast these cars can go? I mean, are there cars out there that shouldn't be on the road because they're souped up in some way?
Oh, I think there's cars that are traveling far too fast for our interstates. You know, if you want to take them out on a racetrack, that's different. But there are cars... there are cars that are souped up that are traveling in excess of 140, 150, 160 on our interstates. So
you got ways to slow those down?
Do I have a way to slow them down?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, your lights, right?
the lights. Sometimes it's not safe for us to pull out there. I can't get my Ford Expedition up to 140 miles an hour to pull somebody over. So we have that one tricky thing that sits on our shoulder that's called a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to call that car into the next trooper up ahead. So
yeah,
you can't outrun a microphone.
That's right. A couple callers are waiting here on
sure.
the line. We will come back with them in just a moment. It's Penny for Your Thoughts here on this Thursday.
You save big money. You save big money when you shop Menards.
Stock up and save this week during Menards Winter Sale. Transform your home with help from Dakota. Dakota Prefinished Storage Solutions make it easy to create your own custom storage base. From modular systems to prefinished shelving and even closet kits, there's a Dakota product for every room of your home. Dakota produces premium quality shelving with a durable prefinished coating that has a beautiful three-dimensional appearance. Dakota Prefinished Decorative Shelving brightens your home with color and blends seamlessly with your decor. They're a perfect addition to any kitchen, office, bedroom, or living room. 11 3/4 inch deep by 4 foot long pre-finished shelving has four finished edges and is available in five finishes. Right now, only $4.99 each after rebate. Get these and other great deals through January 6th during Menards Winter Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Thinking about getting away for a quick golf trip or girlfriend's weekend this fall? Why not take advantage of smaller crowds and affordable fares on Allegiant's nonstop flights from Central Illinois Regional Airport to Orlando? You can reach Daytona Beach, find a new place to golf, or enjoy all the fun of Orlando's theme parks. Allegiant is now taking reservations through next May, so you can get that fall, winter, or spring break vacation booked now. Free parking close to home and nonstop flights to Orlando. Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, your best choice for air travel. Find out more at CIRA.com.
This is a taxpayer alert. Illinois' pension crisis is crushing the state, but a solution is right under state lawmakers' noses. For years, thousands of state university employees in Illinois have chosen to enroll in a 401k-style retirement plan that take politicians out of the retirement business, protect taxpayers, and give government workers a retirement they can control. To learn more, go to IllinoisPolicy.org. Brought to you by the Illinois Policy Institute.
Get caught up on the latest local news, sports, and weather on the DWS NewsHour presented by ABC Heating and Air. Join us this afternoon at 4 here on News Talk 1400. It's a penny for your thoughts. Scott Beatty filling in this week. Brian Barnhart is the new host starting next week. You can get in touch, 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. It's a segment we're calling Everything You Always Wanted to Ask a Cop, but we're afraid to do so. And you're handling it like a pro, Trooper Tracy Lillard.
It's fun. It's fun to talk to the public. I worry what they're going to ask me.
Well, just as a reminder, police don't make the laws, they just enforce them. You don't like the law? Well, that's the legislator's issue. Doris is with us. Good morning, Doris.
Good morning. I have a question, and thanks for Tracy. Are you the one who works on the Facebook page for District 10 State Police?
I am.
I really enjoy that page. You do a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's me. And I try to, there's no way that I can answer all the comments. I have 28,000 followers, and it's difficult to answer everybody's questions and messages. But I try to inform everybody of what we're seeing out there, the weather conditions, some of the speeds that we're seeing, just more so just to let you guys know who you're traveling on the roads with. And I realize the guy that's driving 130 miles an hour, it's not going to deter him by me posting a picture of how fast, you know, we're catching these cars at. But I do it more so that while you're driving along, you know, you might take that extra second to look twice again when you're passing a semi to make sure that nobody's coming up in your blind spot. So that's really the whole purpose of the page, and I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. And you know, I really always am pleased to see so many people responding, you know, positively to the things that you guys do.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, I echo that. And thanks for all you do.
Thanks. It's nice to hear that. We don't hear thank you quite a bit. So that's very good.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Doris.
Thanks, Doris. Appreciate it. You also have a Twitter page at ISP District 10.
Yes.
Next person to follow you would give you 1,400 followers. So,
oh, that's awesome. Hey, and it's News Talk 1400. So how awesome is that?
Wow, didn't even plan that. Thank you.
That's
synergy,
great.
Serendipity. That's great.
Oh, that's funny.
Next up here with Trooper Tracy Lillard, Chris and Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just wondering, when you were talking about hitting a deer or an animal and they're not dead, do you just try to go ahead and kill it, or what do you do?
Well, typically if it's still alive, if it's a deer in the road, the troopers will come and we'll take care of, we'll shoot it for you. We don't want you to have to do that. So we'll typically pull it off into the ditch and dispatch it just so that it doesn't suffer. Typically those animals are very injured. We've had instances before where people try to revive or save the deer, and they'll put it in their car and try to take it to the vet clinic. We highly discourage that. You know, if it's a deer, it's a deer. If it's a dog or a cat or, you know, obviously a family pet, then that's different. But if it's a deer or a raccoon or a possum, we'll take care of it once we get there. So I guess call 911, let them know that the animal's still alive, and then that way we can get there. We'll try to make it a priority versus just letting you sit there and watching it suffer.
Right, great. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the phone call. 356-9397 is the way to get in touch. Everything you always wanted to ask a police officer, but we're afraid to do so. It's Trooper Tracy Lillard here with us from the Illinois State Police. Occasionally we'll see news items come across that traffic is stopped on the interstate because of cows.
Quite a few cows out there.
And that's actually kind of a big mess to handle.
Sometimes
a truck topples over and out come the cattle or the pigs or whatever livestock they're transporting. And now cows are heavier than deers.
Yes. we have an inside joke here at our work. Trooper Clay Woodard is typically always involved with our animal livestock rollovers. It just seems like everyone that I've been to in the last 5 years, he's been there. So we laugh at him, and he's an animal lover, and he wants to go out there and make sure that they're all okay. But he's also a commercial motor vehicle and officer, so he's typically at those big ones.
Do you have to have some expertise then in livestock and all that? Because if you know how to shut down an interstate, and
right.
But do you know how to direct cattle?
I do not know how to direct cattle. We've had a horse in the road. We've had some goats and sheep in the road, pigs. Basically, when we have to shut down an interstate because of livestock, it's for your safety, your safety as a motorist. We don't want you striking that cow. A semi striking a cow is different than a small four-door Mazda striking a cow. So we typically do that just for your own safety. But sometimes they jump the fence and they take off. And I remember earlier this summer we had a livestock trailer roll over, and I believe there were 30 or 40 of them that jumped the fence there on 74, and they were out loose. Sometimes they are deceased, and we have to have a rendering truck come and pull them out of the road. And those are difficult to watch, but no, we don't have any training. That this is the hands-on training that we learn as we as we get in with the department. So.
I bet. Trooper Tracy Lillard here with us for the hour on A Penny for Your Thoughts. We've got a couple callers waiting. We want to get to you right after news. Brian Barnhart is here.
All right. Right at 5 degrees still in downtown Champaign. Brian Barnhart in the DWS newsroom. Our news update this hour brought to you by Menold Construction and Restoration. Emergencies are a bear, but Menold will always be there. And has been for 40 years. Find them on Facebook and at MenoldInc.com. The Goodwill store in North Champaign was forced to close early yesterday because of a broken water pipe. Officials at the sister store in Savoy said they expect the Champaign Goodwill store at 912 West Anthony Drive to be closed through Saturday and maybe Sunday until repairs can be made. The Savoy store at 1201 Savoy Plaza Lane was unaffected. Home sales were down, home prices up last month in the Champaign County area. The county's Association of Realtors saying 171 homes were sold in November compared to 213 in November of 2016. And in this season of giving, charity seems to be getting an extra jolt because the popular tax deduction for charitable donations will lose a lot of its punch next year. Charity executives and experts say changes in the new tax law that'll make it less advantageous for people to donate to charity in 2018, maybe sparking a year-end stream of increased contributions. We'll hear from our sponsor, come back with the markets and the forecast in a moment.
At Menold Construction and Restoration, we've built our company to handle life's toughest situations. We see firsthand the tragic impact fires, unexpected floods, spreading mold, and devastating storm damage have on families. We're experts in rebuilding, remodeling, and renovating property. But we specialize in rebuilding lives. Menold has confidently grown alongside Central and East Central Illinois communities for more than 40 years. Locally and privately owned, we are in the business of customer service and promise to be there for you in your time of need. Emergencies can be a bear, so count on Menold to be there. Our highly skilled team is dedicated to providing you with courteous and worry-free restoration and remodeling solutions. You can trust us to restore your home or business and your confidence in customer service. Visit our website at MenoldInc.com today. That's MENOLDINC.com.
All right, the Dow is up 33. The NASDAQ up, down now less than a point. The S&P is up less than a point. Not much trading on Wall Street here this week. Not as cold this afternoon, partly sunny and a high of 18, chance of snow at 40%. Cold tonight, cloudy with a few flurries and a low of 9, and then cloudy, some snow showers developing tomorrow, high of 22, 60% chance of snow tomorrow, 70% chance tomorrow night, with maybe accumulations of 1 to 2 inches and a low of 7. 5 degrees right now in downtown Champaign. This update brought to you by Menold Construction and Restoration. Scott returns with more. Penny for your thoughts next.
Oh, sure, mankind invented the wheel, but does anyone remember the guy's name who did it? Well, my guy at Tire Barn didn't invent tires. but he's really good at making sure you get the best deals on them.
And right now, I'm offering savings up to $250 on four select Goodyear tires when you pay with your drive card.
Plus, free nitrogen inflation, a free alignment check, and free lifetime tire rotations with every purchase. For details and to find the store nearest you, visit TireBarn.com. Tire Barn.
Dave Klein and his team at Savoy Superwash have their half-price token sale going on right now. Half-price automatic car wash tokens. It's that simple. You can buy as many as you want at half price now through the end of the year. Savoy Superwash, Route 45 Savoy, right next to Old Orchard Lanes. Savoy Superwash, half price tokens now through the end of the year.
This is Brian Barnhart. I'll sit down with Scott Beatty on the DWS News Hour, the Illini Notebook at 420 as we get you ready for Illinois and Grand Canyon, 420 on Friday.
We're at 5 degrees. It's 9:35 on A Penny for Your Thoughts. I'm Scott Beatty, and Tracy Lillard is here from Illinois State Police. Everything you always wanted to ask a police officer, but we're afraid to ask. Tracy's not afraid to answer your questions, right?
No. I'd be happy to.
I bet you get these kinds of questions all the time.
Oh, my favorite question is, how fast can I drive over the speed limit before I get pulled over?
I didn't even get to that one yet.
Oh, that's my favorite question.
You can go, what? It's usually 7 to 10, right?
No, Scott. That's not the right answer.
Well, here's my other question, just to verify, since it is the end of the month, you've got to finish getting your quota of tickets out, right?
So I can get my toaster. No, we don't have a quota. I haven't written a ticket for I don't know how long. There's no requirement of us to do any of that. And when we're responding to 97 crashes in a 12-hour period, sometimes we don't have time to write tickets. So, no, the answer is no quota. And the answer is, if you travel 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, we can pull you over.
Well, you could pull them over anyway,
sure.
Right? But for speeding, you mean?
Yeah.
All right, Raymond is on the phone here, 356-9397. If you've got a question for Tracy Lillard, you can also text the Castle Heating and Cooling text line at 351-5357. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tracy. I got a question on load limit signs, and I don't know whether you know anything about that or not.
Oh, that would be more of a commercial motor vehicle officer question, but go ahead with your question. Let me see if I can answer it.
Well, we have some roads in the village that I live in that are posted, and at harvest time they just ignored them. The semis are tearing up the roads and
right.
Everything. I wondered if there's any way to enforce that. I know it's hard to enforce it for the farmers that are on those roads, but the ones that can go around, is there anything that can be done about that, or?
If you have a particular road that you want checked or enforced, especially during the harvest season or where you're seeing a lot of violations, definitely call. You can call the state police. They could maybe have the portable scales go out there and set up a detail. But sometimes those are so hit or miss because on the day that the portable scales are out, obviously the farmers are going to catch wind of that, or the people that are on those roads, and they're going to find alternate routes on those days. And so those are really hit or miss. But if you have a particular road, a particular area that you know that bridge, the bridge is an issue with the load limit or whatever, please contact the state or the county or whoever that area would be. If it's a state road, obviously it's us. If it's a county highway or a county road, that would be within the sheriff's office of that particular county. So let us know, and hopefully we can set something up. But like I said, whether or not the violation occurs while the portable scales are out there is really tricky.
Okay. Is there anyone that I can contact that would know specific rules on that, what can be done and what can't?
If you want to call the commercial motor vehicle section I'm not sure. I don't know whether to tell you the commercial motor vehicle section or if that's more of a an IDOT issue for what the load requirements are. I'm not really sure. If you want to start with the commercial motor vehicle section out of Springfield, I don't have a phone number for you, but if you Google search it, it's Illinois State Police commercial motor vehicle section. Okay. And the phone number is a 217-782 number, but I can't remember the last four digits.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Have a great day.
I appreciate the call. Trooper Tracy Lillard is here with us. I like this question. Ernie says, it's an interesting question. If you get stopped on our Castle Heating Cooling text line here, if you get stopped for speeding and you have a concealed license for a firearm, the law says in Illinois you don't have to tell the officer. When you run the license plate, you know the driver has a concealed license. Do you handle those stops differently? This kind of gets convoluted a little bit, right?
Correct.
And I'm not a firearm owner and carrier, so I don't know anything about this.
All right. So let me answer it with a for instance. So for instance, today I'm going to pull over Scott in Scott's vehicle. Scott's a concealed carry holder. His license plate says he's a concealed carry holder, but today his wife is driving. His wife is driving the vehicle. His wife is not a concealed carry holder. However, he's accidentally left his gun inside the car underneath the seat. When I get up to that vehicle, I'm going to know that that vehicle is registered with a concealed carry holder, and then I'm going to ask his wife, and she's going to say, I don't have a gun. And then later, we find out the gun's underneath the seat. Do you see where we're going with this?
Mm-hmm.
So to answer your question, I guess I would tell you it's always best to err on the side of caution, and when I approach the vehicle, I might already know because the license plate came back, but it's always good for the person inside the vehicle to say, hands on the steering wheel, fingers open, palms open, hands on the steering wheel. And when the trooper or the police officer approaches your vehicle, that's your opportunity to say, I'm a concealed carry holder. I do have a weapon in my car. It's on my waist. How would you like me to proceed? I've been pulled over my husband has been pulled over in our personal vehicle in another state with our gun in the vehicle, and we will do the same as if we would expect the person to pull us or how we would be pulled over.
Your husband is also a trooper.
My
for
husband
those
is a trooper.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep. So we had a headlight issue or something like that with the left light out, and his hands were on the steering wheel. When the trooper walked up to the vehicle, he said, sir, I'm a police officer. I am armed. I have my gun on my hip. How would you like me to proceed? And so he left his hands open. We have a little bit different circumstances since we're, I don't have to have a concealed, I don't have to have a concealed carry permit. And I just would rather know when I walk up to a vehicle that that person has a gun, and he's legal versus not knowing and then finding out accidentally when you reach over and grab your insurance card and I see your gun. Because that would be a lot different.
That sets off all kinds of alarm bells for you, right?
Correct.
Because you have to train for that situation. I guess what it boils down to is if you don't have anything to hide, you don't have anything to hide.
Right.
What you're right maybe in that situation is you're right, but what may be helpful and smart.
Well, what if you're a concealed carry permit holder and you're driving somebody else's vehicle? You decide to drive your friend's car. You guys are going to go out to dinner. You want to test out his new Corvette. So you hop in his Corvette. You're driving. When I pull your car over, it's not going to say that you're a concealed carry holder because it's your friend's car, right? Mm-hmm. So when I walk up to the vehicle and I say, blah, 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 and then I see a gun on your waistband, then it's different. I really just don't know how to explain that other than we would rather be informed than find out on our own.
The point is, though, do you always ask, is it routine to ask if there's any weapons in the vehicle for any stop?
Every police officer is different.
Okay.
So I can't answer that.
Okay. 351-5357 is how you text. 356-9397 is how you call. I know you can't be everywhere, says a 217 texture, but I travel I-72 every morning between Monticello and Champaign. I'm sure I'm the only one doing 70. It's a drag strip in the morning. You're aware of about I-72?
Yes, we're very aware of the speeds on these roads. And like you said, I know we can't be everywhere. A lot of times, besides the enforcement that we're trying to do out there on those roads, we're also responding to calls. We're responding to people that are broke down, people that have crashed, people that are out of gas. And you know, a lot of times you'll see a trooper and you'll think, why aren't they out on that other road? Well, there's only a few of us and we can't be everywhere. We're very aware of the speeds, and sometimes we try to do kind of a wolf pack where we'll all go out on 74 one day and we'll just hammer down on 74 and grab as many speeders as we can, and then the next day we'll hit 57. We'll stretch out there on 72. We have had a couple of fatals on I-72, and a lot of times, not that we're chasing where the fatals have been, but typically some of our fatals have been a result of speed, and so we'll try to go out there and enforce it. And obviously it's a little too late, but we'll try to go where we've seen an increase in crashes.
Back to the phones at 356-9397. James, you're on with Trooper Tracy Lillard.
Good morning, officer. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
I just want to say that I used to have a really bad driving record when I was younger.
Okay.
And in 1985, it was time for me to lose my driver's license. And it was well-deserved. And I'm happy to say that I've had my driver's license reinstated for over 18 and a half years, ticket free.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I have a great respect for law enforcement. And the biggest reason why I'm a very careful, safe, cautious driver is children. Hmm. I'm not driving a telephone booth. I'm operating a motor vehicle, and you have to be safe, especially when there's children present.
Absolutely. And the thing is a lot of people don't realize that. And there's so many people that are out on our roads that have a complete disregard for everybody else that they're traveling on the roads with. And for somebody to actually say, hey, I watch what I do because of kids, that's fantastic. And, you know, I have children that I travel with in my vehicle. I have three children, and I drive cautiously whether or not they're in the car with me. I drive cautiously whether I'm in my squad car or not in my squad car. I have a responsibility as a driver to make sure that I make it from point A to point B without crashing, and without crashing into somebody else, without crashing my own car. And I appreciate that you would say something like that, because I think that if people drove in that manner, I think we would have a lot less crashes. We would have a lot less fatalities. I don't know what today's head count is on the fatals. I know we just had two a couple of days ago here in Champaign County, but the last I looked, it was 1,058, I believe, for the year for our state. I can get that information here pulled up on IDOT's website, but far too many people are taking the actual privilege of driving to, I don't know what the word would be. They just disregard it. They don't really think of it as a privilege. So I appreciate you saying that.
Thanks for calling. Thank you, James. And on the flip side, you have children, as you said, so you're safe. But people need to be safe around law enforcement for the sake of their families and construction workers as well.
Right. So Scott's Law, we did a push for Scott's Law Day, which was December 23rd. And when we're out there on the side of the road where there were ambulance, fireman, tow truck, snowplow driver, police officer, when we're out there and we're stationary and we're pulled over on the side of the road, it is law to move over to the opposite lane to give us room. If you can't move over, and there's instances where you can't move over, or it's unsafe to move over because you're going to hit another vehicle, we understand that. But you have a duty as a driver to slow down, reduce your speed, use caution. And unfortunately, there's so many people that are on the phones. I was at a crash on Christmas Eve. I was in the northbound lane. I was parked in the northbound lane with my squad car lights on in the passing lane. And the tow truck was retrieving the pickup truck out of the median. And traffic was backing up behind me, and people were scooting over into the driving lane. And I looked up at one point, and there was a gentleman sideways behind me in a white Infiniti. And our eyes locked because I thought to myself, he's going to hit me. And he finally got his car unspun, pulled up, proceeded next to me. And I looked at him like, you're kidding me. You know, like I'm out here trying to protect motorists, protect the tow truck driver, protect the guy who just got crashed into the ditch. And I've got motorists spinning out. And almost crashing into me behind me. And then not 3 minutes later, I looked up again and there was a lady in a silver gray minivan. And the thing is, sometimes we can't pull people over when we need to, but I'll definitely remember her face, because when she went by me after she finally squeezed by, she had her tablet. And when I say tablet, it wasn't a phone. It was something the size of an iPad. She was videotaping the crash scene where she had almost just ran into me. And I wish people could understand how dangerous it is to be out there on the side of the road. But, you know, my goal from the beginning of my shift on Christmas Eve was to make it home at the end of the day safely. And unfortunately, out in California Highway Patrol, a trooper was struck on Christmas Eve. And I just read on the national news yesterday morning. He had 3 children, a 12-year-old girl and 2 young boys. And his wife, he died on Christmas Eve night, and his wife waited until his children opened their presents on Christmas morning before she told them that their father had passed away. Mm. And I read that last night, and it broke my heart, because he's a police officer. He's out there trying to protect. He's trying to work these crashes, and he was struck and killed by a motorist. And so please, please, please use caution. Give us some room out there. I don't even know if I answered your question. I feel like I got off on a tangent, but I cannot stress to you enough how important it is to use caution out there when you're out around emergency vehicles.
Good word. A couple of you left still to go here on the phone, and we want to get to you. Trooper Tracy Lillard, need to step aside. We are getting a few questions that have come in on email and text about a particular case involving Esteban Thomas. And just for Tracy Lillard, you deal with the media, but that's beyond the scope of what you do in that particular case and speaking to that case. That's somebody else's responsibility. So if you have questions about that, they may be legitimate, but Tracy won't be able to answer those. We're going to step aside for a moment and come back with more of your other questions, though, all the other questions you have for Trooper Tracy Lillard right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Brian Barnhart, and I hope you're getting everything pulled together for the holidays. One way to take a break from all the activity would be to head to the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, for a meal with family and friends. The Beef House has a remarkable dinner menu to choose from, ranging from steaks to seafood and pasta to pork to chicken. Your mouth will water as you anticipate what you'll order. If you'd like a lunch, the lunch buffet is second to none. If you want to go for a lighter meal, enjoy the salad bar. It'll fill you up quite nicely. And, of course, don't forget the famous Beef House rolls. I guarantee you won't be able to eat just one. At least, I know I always eat more than one. While at the Beef House, you may also want to check out the Beef House Christmas show and the Beef House Dinner Theater. Go to beefhouserolls.com for more information on ticket prices and showtimes. I really hope you'll take the time to enjoy a great meal at the Beef House during the holidays, and tell Bob and Bonnie Wright hello for me when you stop by. The Beef House at Exit 4, just across the Indiana state line off of I-74 in Covington, Indiana.
Thinking about a new hobby this year? Consider quilting. I'm Andrea Kuzmanoff, owner of A Quilting Bee in Mahomet. We specialize in everything you need from start to finish, including thousands of bolts of fabric, patterns, and pre-cut kits. For your convenience, we rent our long-arm quilting machines by the hour. Join one of our classes. Enjoy the creativity and conversation for beginner to expert. Come see us at A Quilting Bee. Open 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Located at 406 East Main in downtown Mahomet.
On campus, there's a large parking lot next to a small building. But the small building is very important because inside you can purchase the freshest locally grown beef, pork, lamb, and eggs. Yes, we are the U of I College of Aces meat sales room, open 3 days a week to provide you the finest meats. Stop by and see us Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, 1 to 5:30, and Friday mornings, 8 to 1. The U of I Meat Sales Room at the corner of Florida Avenue and Maryland Drive in Urbana.
For more information, send an email to meatandeggsale@illinois.edu.
It's Fighting Illini basketball Saturday at 3 as they wrap up the non-conference schedule against Grand Canyon. 3 o'clock tip, Illini game day with Scott Beatty at 1:30 Saturday.
It's a penny for your thoughts. We are talking with Trooper Tracy Lillard coming up here on the end of the program at the top of the hour. So do want to get to a couple of calls. And Tracy, I know you have a couple of thoughts that you wanted to get out to us as well. Let's go to Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hello. I sent the email in about the Thomas case. I just want to know what safeguards have been put in to keep DUI suspects that are taken to the hospital. What are they doing to keep them from just walking out the door? I know they don't A lot of times they don't arrest them when they first get there, so the state's not liable for the medical bills. But that whole thing was a disaster from the start.
It's probably a case-by-case basis, right?
It's definitely. I mean, there's policies in place for this, and policy was followed that night. And, you know, we've had a couple instances since then, but there's in particular one of them that I recall within the last month and a half. They were unsure if the driver was going to even survive. And so to go in there and to write tickets and to arrest somebody and take them to jail when the person is you know, in a coma or trying to, you know, fighting for their life. Yeah, it absolutely is a case by case basis. And discretion is, there's policy, but then there's also, we can't physically take somebody into custody if they're dying in the hospital. So I don't know how else to answer that question other than policy was followed. We talked to the state's attorney and I guess we're just moving forward from that. So I don't know if they answer your question or not, but we have to judge these each on a case-by-case basis.
John is next in Forsyth. Good morning, John.
Hey, good show. Thanks. Really respect what you do, officer.
Thank you. You just got Scott smiling because you said good show, and you made me smile because you said, you're already off to a good start.
No, these people, I get it. Not every officer is a great officer. The officers of this country have been hammered. But let me tell you, I'm sure when you walk up to a car, you never know. And for that, I thank you. I've got three quick questions.
Sure.
One, how would technology that would not allow a driver to ever be able to text while the car was on in a car? I've heard that they're working on that, or they may have that. And I think that would be great.
I think that would be fantastic as well.
Yeah, secondly,
there's some apps that you can use for that.
Yeah, I've heard someone tell me that the other day. Anyway, how important is it your demeanor in dealing with an officer? Over the years, your experience, how often have you, has the demeanor of the person actually given them a break after they've visited with you and been told what they were pulled over for?
Multiple times has that happened, where we walk up to a vehicle, you know, we have full intentions of physically handcuffing them, taking them to jail. Just for instance, let me give you a speed instance. We walk up to a car, they're traveling at 116 miles an hour. That's a jailable offense. I can put you in handcuffs. I can tow your car. I can take you to jail. You can bond out at the jail. I'll tow your car. It's cut and dry. And then you get up to the car and you start talking to them and you're like, oh, you know, you feel for them. They're polite. They understood what they did. They apologize. And then you decide, you know what? I'm just going to write a ticket. They can go to appear in their court date. I'm going to let them drive from here. That's an officer discretion thing.
Happened to me once. I was very young. I was on a state road and I was thought that it was out there in the middle of nowhere. And I didn't realize your radars work while you're moving.
Oh, yeah. And our front window and our back window.
Yeah. I learned that lesson. And I was at that limit where I could have gone to jail.
Uh-huh.
And he kept it right under.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably, because he saw me probably peeing my pants.
Right. There's the demeanor of the person inside that vehicle, driving the vehicle, can absolutely determine whether a ticket is issued, a ticket is not issued, whether the person is jailed, whether the person is not jailed, whether we allow you to call another valid driver to drive your car from the scene. I mean, there are so many factors that happen once we get up to that window and we have that interaction with the driver. So it has nothing to do with socioeconomic status. It doesn't have anything to do with your make and model of your car. It is how you are, how you speak to that police officer. And I can, with almost 17 years under my belt, or maybe it's 60. I can't remember how many years I've been on the department, but it's a lot. And every situation is different. Every vehicle is different. Every person you talk to at the window is different. And how you speak to us definitely determines the outcome.
We have just a few seconds left.
Sure, I'm
like
sorry.
30 okay. left. But I know you had a couple of important points that you wanted to get out.
Yes.
Which, many of which you've already done.
Yes, but. please buckle your seatbelt, everyone. I can't stress this enough. The number of people we've had that have been ejected in a car accident is outrageous right now. Buckle your seatbelt, drive the speed limit, drive below the speed limit, be aware of your surroundings, put your phone down, watch for that other driver. A lot of people think, oh, I'm a great driver, I don't have to worry about it. It's not about you. It's about the people you're sharing the roads with that could hit you. If you don't think other people that are traveling around you are driving recklessly, then open your eyes and watch them, because half of them are not looking at the road. They're looking down at their phones. We're trying to stop cars and write tickets for that, but we can't do everything.
Trooper Tracy Lillard, thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For being here. Thank you for your service. We appreciate it. Enjoy the holidays. Let's do it again.
Perfect. Sounds great.
This is A Penny for Your Thoughts. On the Money is next, right after the news. This is News Talk 1400, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana, a News Gazette media station, time of the tone, 10 o'clock.